This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has yet to win a primary or caucus. Earlier this evening, he spoke with supporters in Tacoma, Washington. He's hoping to win that state's caucuses this Saturday. As for tonight, Dean conceded that it's not looking good.
Well, the votes are starting to come in, and we're going to have a tough night tonight. But you know what? Here's why we're going to keep going and going and going and going and going, just like the energizing butter. We're gonna pick up some delegates tonight, and this is all about who gets the most delegates in Boston in July, and it's going to be us.
Well, NPR's Wendy Kaufman is at the Howard Dean rally in Tacoma, and she joins us now. Wendy, Howard Dean had a disappointing second-place finish in New Hampshire last week, chose not to compete in the seven states with primaries or caucuses tonight. Where does he go from here? He talks about going and going and going. Where is he going?
Well, he hopes he's going to win the Washington State Caucus this weekend and the one in Michigan, and then he talks about going on to New York and Maine and Wisconsin, and he talks about going and going. I spoke with the governor a couple of hours ago, and he said to me, going to stay in the race all the way to the end as long as I have a chance of winning. And then he added, if I don't have a chance of winning, then I'll support the Democratic nominee because that's the only way to beat President Bush. And he added that George Bush is the worst president we've had in my lifetime. So he wasn't quitting. He's still carrying on.
Wendy, Howard Dean has staked a lot of his campaign on his opposition to the war in Iraq. And I wonder, as that message hasn't seemed to catch on in any of the early primaries in caucus states, is he changing his message? Will he be adapting that speech?
I heard him on Saturday and heard him again this evening, in which, and both times he talked much more about domestic policy. He talked about health care. He talked about the tax cut. He talked about the prescription drug bill. He talked about a feeling among his supporters and himself that America was losing its sort of sense of purpose. He harkened back to what he called the ideals of the Democratic Party. He talked about FDR. He talked about John F. Kennedy, you know, and passing the torch. So he was very much evoking a sort of positive message that we wanted a different America was the message he was trying to convey.
And he's also had some things to say about Senator John Kerry and his connections, his possible connections with lobbyists and lobbyist money.
He has, although he wasn't as sharp tonight as he was on Saturday. On Saturday, he spoke to about 1,200 people inside the hall and about 500 people more who were outside in the rain. And he really castigated Kerry, citing a Washington Post story that talked about Kerry's ties to lobbyists and special interests. And he just railed about, we don't want someone who is Bush-lite. We need a change for America. And again, that's his theme, you know, change for America. And he hammered it away again and again.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman at a Howard Dean rally in Tacoma, Washington, which holds its caucuses on Saturday.